Rebecca, you are one of the founders of Global Voices Online. Mm-hmm. What is Global Voices Online?
Well, basically, Global Voices Online is a mega blog or a meta blog in which we're trying to be your guide and your moderator to what are the most interesting conversations happening on blogs outside the United States and Western Europe. And we're focusing outside the US and Western Europe because, you know, as this new form of citizens' media has been emerging online on the internet, of course, the people who are speaking loudest are the people in the rich countries with broadband connections, and those are the voices that you that naturally kind of come to the top in this global online conversation. And we think there are many people in Africa, in the Middle East, in all around Asia, who are starting to blog, who have very important things to say about things happening in their country. Many of these people are blogging from countries do not have free press. You know, that there are various groups, various opinions, various ideas that are just simply not heard through the media. And many of these countries are also quite ignored by the international media as well. And so we feel that it's necessary to have a way to call attention to these voices, and that while citizens media is emerging naturally, sometimes you need to make sure that people notice the best parts of it, so that the rich, well-connected, technologically most advanced bloggers don't drown out the rest of the world online.
So there's often the problem that a lot of different languages are in the world, and you are promoting building bridges with Global Voices Online.
Right.
Can you explain what you mean?
Yes. Well, there are emerging around the world people who we call bridge bloggers. And these are a kind of blogger who are not just talking about their cats or their neighborhood, but are really describing what people in their communities are talking about. For instance, Egyptian bloggers who will blog in English to explain to the outside world what is of concern to other Egyptian bloggers, what is happening in their country in a bridging type of way, and who might take material that is originally coming from Arabic and put it into English so that a broader audience can understand. So there are increasingly bloggers around the world who are starting to translate and act as bridges. But one thing we really are hoping to do with Global Voices as we expand, and we right now we're very small, we're a very lightweight organization, and primarily volunteers, and we're trying to get a bit more funding so that we can hire, you know, bilingual bloggers on a freelance basis to help translate, so that we can get regular summaries and translations of the most insightful blogging from the Arabic blogosphere and from the Spanish blogosphere and from, you know, the Chinese blogosphere and so on and so forth, so that we can bridge more of these conversations, because we're increasingly finding that as we delve further into blogs around the world, there are these separate conversations happening in the different languages, and people across different languages don't know these conversations exist. And we think it's important for people to be hearing each other across language barriers. And it's not going to be easy to try and facilitate this, but I think that there are enough people who feel it's important that, you know, I think Wikipedia is also a very good example where you get a lot of passionate people who are passionate about communicating and translating, who volunteer to work on these things, and we're hoping we can learn a bit from Wikipedia, especially in the translation model, and try and build more linguistic bridges.
What do you like about blogs?
Well, what I like about blogs, especially, I mean, I'm coming from a journalism background, and you know, the reason why I went into journalism was because I wanted people, say in the United States or in the developed world, to understand better. You know, I was based in China for a long time, and I wanted to help people understand what it's like to be a Chinese person. How is it that a Chinese person sees the world? To build these bridges, and with blogs, in a way, sort of circumvents journalists and circumvents these media gatekeepers, you know, or circumvents my editors who used to think some things were not so interesting and didn't like to run some stories. Now, if an American person or a German person wants to know what an Iraqi thinks or what a Chinese person thinks or what an Egyptian thinks, they can go and read blogs written directly by these people. They don't have to wait for a journalist to interview an Egyptian to know what Egyptians think. And this is very, very powerful. And I think increasingly bloggers in many countries are seeing the possible impact they can have. And in fact, recently a blogger from Kuwait joined sort of as a volunteer contributor to post once a week about what Kuwaiti bloggers are saying. And the reason why he said he was enthusiastic about contributing to Global Voices was that he is very frustrated with the way that the international media covers his country and covers his region. And he's very excited to have the opportunity to present his side of the story. And that's a lot of what blogging is becoming in many regions, is especially this type of bridge blogging, is it's people from their own countries presenting their own side of the story, which sometimes might contrast with what, you know, Deutsche Welle is reporting or with what CNN is reporting, or, you know, from the more Western perspective looking in. You know, these are people who live in these places. They're speaking out and telling us, you know, as a Kuwaiti person, here's how I see the situation. And that's very empowering, I think, for people.
How many people are contributing to Global Voices Online?
Well, we have a core group of six people who we call blogger editors. And those are our core people who are daily contributing links to about the blogs they think are the most important each day, the most prominent conversations taking place on the blogs in their regions. And then we have a much broader and looser group of about two dozen or so contributors from around the world who post. Some of them post once a week, some of them post once every couple of weeks, some post a little more irregularly. They will do sort of summary posts oftentimes of, you know, what the bloggers are saying in India this week, or what the bloggers are saying in China this week, you know, what are the pressing issues, or when, you know, for instance, with the recent bombings in Jordan, we had a Jordanian blogger who is part of our group who immediately posted what the Jordanian blogs were saying, both in English and in Arabic, about the whole situation. So we've got, you know, a core of, I'd say, about 30 people who are posting regularly. But the community is much broader, because really what's happening is, you know, we're linking to hundreds of blogs every day. And increasingly there's this constellation of bloggers who are not necessarily posting on the blog, but because they're writing on their own blogs, in a way they're very much directly involved with the community, because we're linking to them, we're quoting them. That there's emerging groups of bloggers in various regions who write very eloquently about what is happening in their countries, and we find ourselves going back to them quite a lot for insights, and so they become part of a much broader distributed community. So oftentimes people will come to me and say, how can I get involved? And, you know, I say, really the first step is just blogging on your own blog, you know, to become a bridge blogger on your own blog. And that's your own space and you control it. And then, you know, that's the first step to being part of the community. So, yeah, it's so in terms of people participating that way on their own blogs and speaking to us and linking to us and communicating us through links, it's really hundreds of people.
So, Global Voices Online was founded this year,
right,
in May. Mm-hmm. What are the plans for the future?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we're hoping to do a lot more translation, because right now our focus is too much on English, and we need to get more into other languages. So we're doing a bit of fundraising. We're talking to a potential sponsor to try and get the funds to, because especially with translation, I think you can't rely entirely on volunteer efforts. The other has to do with outreach. There are, in many countries now, most of the people blogging are the richer people, the elites, the more westernized people, and there's a recognition. For instance, some of the Jordanian bloggers have been saying to us, you know, we really want to outreach to the people in other parts of Jordan who are not online and help them get blogging and get their voices into cyberspace as well, because they recognize that it's too much of an elite voice at the moment. And so that's another area where we want to outreach and partner with a lot of other organizations, because, you know, we don't really have a staff, we don't really have an office, we're a very virtual organization, and so we're hoping to partner with NGOs that specialize in training and outreach and help them identify the groups that we need to reach out to with technology. And, you know, a lot of the people here at WISIS, a lot of these NGOs that do ICT for development are excellent partners as we try and outreach to communities and help them to talk to the world and to their fellow countrymen online.
Okay, so I wish you good luck for
the future. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Great.